to the success. You have two games, two returns for touchdowns. Every time you get the ball, you seem to be effective and making positive plays. What do you attribute that to?
God first, and then my teammates and these coaches. You know, without God, this wouldn't be possible. And without my coaches putting me in a position to succeed, it wouldn't be possible. Without my teammates blocking the way that they are, it wouldn't be possible. If those guys don't do what they're supposed to do up front, I can't get the job done. So all credit goes to them and God.
Are you more relaxed in every phase that they ask you to do this year compared to last year?
I am. You know, last year I was, when I came back here, I was hurt. I was still hurting. So that was my first time actually trying to play through an injury, and I kind of didn't really know how to do it. You know, it messed with me mentally, you know, my confidence level, because I couldn't do what I was accustomed to doing, so it messed with me. But I learned from it, I grew from it, and being up under Sproles and, you know, Shady at the time, and, you know, all these different guys have always been in my ear throughout this entire, from OTAs up to this point, you know, with their help and, you know, being God in my life, it's all coming together.
Seemed like you had like a little bit of a moment with Chip on the sideline there too after you got back.
Yeah.
What'd you guys say to each other?
He was happy for me, but he told me, "You don't reach the ball." I said, "You're right. I apologize." So that was what that moment was about. He was excited for me, but we don't reach the ball. I did, so I apologized, and we moved on.
What is your comfort in this offense? How does that affect you when you're running the ball?
Well, this is what I come from. You know, I spent from 2008 to 2013 in this offense, so I have a pretty good feel, you know, for how it's supposed to be run. But being here, being around these guys is definitely a confidence booster. You know, it allows me to play to a higher level.
Chip has talked about what he did at Oregon with having three backs. Mm-hmm. How did that 2011 team with you and Michael?
Right. DeAnthony.
I mean, now it seems like they got three here. Mm-hmm. Sproles, Matthews, and Murray. Do you kind of see the similarities between that three?
Absolutely, man. You have three great backs in DeMarco, Ryan, and Sproles. Three guys who have been in this league for a very long time and who have been very successful at this level. I mean, when you have that type of backfield, you can do a lot of different things with it, so you definitely see the similarities in that.